Long lecture. Skill 5. Criminology. Early theories. Listen to part of a lecture in a criminology class. Good morning, class. Let's take our seats and get ready for today's lecture. I will be talking about highly interesting and sometimes controversial early theories regarding criminology. Believe it or not, people used to think that physical appearance was a way to determine if a person was a criminal or an honest person. Judging people based on how they looked or their biological makeup was made popular by an Italian man named Cesare Lombroso. The two indicators that helped explain this theory in the 18th century were physiognomy and phrenology, and were anything but black and white. Physiognomy was developed by Johann Lavater and uses the explanation of external appearance, especially the features of the face, to discover a person's main temper and character. This theory was said to explain criminal behavior by identifying abnormal appearances. Facial features such as women with beards and men without, dishonest eyes, weak chins, and arrogant noses were thought to look criminal. Tattoos also symbolized strange behavior. Phrenology is the theory that the structure of the skull can be used to determine a person's character and mental capacity, and was made popular by Franz Gall beginning in 1791. Gall was an anatomist who believed that the brain could be divided into 26 sections, all of which were responsible for a different aspect of human functioning. Johann Spurzheim, who also believed in phrenology, increased the number of sections to 35. Unfortunately, the sections were not only too numerous, they were also inaccurate. Included in Gall and Spurzheim's functionally controlled areas of the brain were friendliness, destructiveness, benevolence, and greed. It was not necessary to do an internal examination of brain tissue in order to determine whether an individual suffered from brain dysfunction or not. Instead, external examinations were believed to be an accurate predictor of internal brain development. This belief made it possible for nearly any believer in phrenology to examine and describe the origins of a person's suspicious behavior. Phrenology became quite popular in America and was used for classification purposes in 19th century American prisons up until 1904. In an 1856 phrenology examination of the prison's population, over three-quarters of the inmates were diagnosed as suffering from an extreme desire to possess things, while another 20% showed unusual development of the brain area responsible for wanting to destroy or take things. Phrenology became less popular because it was ultimately impossible to prove. In addition, it was extremely unpopular with the general public and lawmakers who continued to push for a free will explanation of behavior. Cesare Lombroso felt strongly about using both physiognomy and phrenology to develop his own biological descriptors of criminals. While biological criminal characteristics were not always directly passed on from parents to children, he still believed they were trustworthy theories to predict criminal behavior. His ideas began to evolve later on in his career when he admitted that other factors other than biology could be involved in determining if someone was indeed a criminal. He began to attribute environmental factors rather than strictly biological ones in determining criminal behavior. He felt that criminals who choose crime as a career, like people who work for the mafia, might explain criminal behavior. Along these same lines, Lombroso also believed that prisons may actually breed crime instead of deterring it. Another factor might be impulse. Some criminals act without thinking and commit a crime on a whim. Passion may also play a role for criminals who act for noble reasons. Other weak-natured people may simply follow or copy other criminals. Morally insane or hysteric criminals don't know the difference between right and wrong and often display psychological abnormalities. Lombroso realized that these possible determinants may have been brought on by their environment and not biology. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Match the statement and its related field by clicking on the box. Number 2. Which of the following are true about Cesar Lombroso? Click on two answers.